Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. Here we go.
It's Ag
Bitches, aka 4DB Week.
Anti-hater bitches. They ready for it.
I got y'all. It's for the ladies, though. Say this out. Anybody that's really been through it.
Yeah. Let's go.
This is for the bitches that came to win. Just a little dedication to the time we spent. Because your dagger doesn't backtrack. Laugh at those that do that. They always want to come back. We could have did that. We should have did this. But the bottom line is you let the dagger go. But you see, you made your choice and then I walked away. Because if dagger's not wanted, dagger don't stay. Yeah, I like to talk shit. I need a woman, not a sidekick. Yeah, you out of date, bitch, give me a break. I wouldn't even try to date rape. I skate, why wait? For a script that don't know what she wanna do. But when time's hard, I'm the one that you run to. You crying on my shoulder, I should've made it colder. She told me to leave, now she wanted me to hold her. When you got some other niggas, baby, you need a stroller. Now I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. Gone and you can't come back. Gone, I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. Told me I wasn't shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben winning, don't wanna lose. Subject kinda touchy when you left, felt lucky. No one to judge me, nobody above me. But no one to love me, had no self-esteem. So I jumped off the edge like I'm Charlie Sheen. Didn't die, made a comeback. Tried to leave me stranded, left me for dead. But look at me, I'm standing on my own 2-6-2. All me, no you, not what I wanted. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I gave you all my time, and here's what you did. You spoke me down. Now I'm doing big things and keeping it true. Why? I no longer got a hold back, no more getting sidetracked. Going through my phone and deleting your contacts. You wanted to go and move on to the next. Cause you were my queen, you chose to be the ex. I ain't hanging no more. I tried to stay, now I gotta go. I told you now I'm doing what I got to do. And that's a whole lot of smoking, snorting, drinking. Wanna kill my brain cause it won't stop thinking. You said you did, we told a lot of lies. So many smiles and cries, you didn't have family ties. But I got why the truth is I'm out of tries. And I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I wasn't shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben win, don't wanna lose.
As I sit and think about what we had, I also at the same time realize what we may never be. Choices were made, actions were taken, and some things can't be taken back. What hurts the most is that you don't realize I was always thinking about the future, and I always saw my future with you until you decided to remove yourself from it. In no way can and will I ever say that I'm perfect, but no matter what, you were number one. But I couldn't make you see that, and I promise you I tried. Fuck it though, right? I wasn't enough, you went that way, I went this way, but every now and then you hit me on a Monday or a Tuesday. I don't know what to think, but you gone and you have been for a long time because you're not there like you used to be. You know that, I know that, so I guess it is what it is. Dagger bitches, 4DB with it.
Now I'm about to go. I have to let you know. Yeah, but since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. Shit, I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. But I got to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, and I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben winning, so I can't lose. You dagger bitches, aka 4DB, Witty.
And so that's the situation. All the boys are out there somewhere with a pornographic videotape.
Oh, God, this is horrible.
All right, calm down. Now, just how bad of a porno tape are we talking here? I mean, was it like Crotch Capers 3?
I'm afraid it was Backdoor Sluts 9.
Backdoor Sluts 9?
Is that bad?
Backdoor Sluts 9 makes Crotch Capers 3 look like Naughty Nurses 2.
It is the single most vile, twisted,
dark piece of porn ever made.
How the hell do you know?
I read about it in People.
Oh, this is just great. How could you two be so careless?
We're sorry. Well, Sheila, we can't shelter our boys forever from these things. Maybe it's okay for them to see an adult film.
Not without their parents to put it in a proper context. They won't understand what they're seeing.
It can't hurt them that much, can it?
Precious. Let me see my precious. Please.
Guess I'm out of bubble, and you're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday Hump Night on Bang Out Radio with the Dagger and Queen V, slowing it down a little for the ladies.
What's poppin', y'all? This your girl, Queen V, and you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio with the Dagger, playing only independent artists from around the world. So make sure you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights with yours truly from 9 to 11 and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time, baby.
West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night. On Bang Out Radio with the Dagger and Queen V. This be a girl, me is so real. And you know I'm feeling freaky. So I'ma let Dagger play that song. And we gon' get freaky.
We gon' get
tonight,
freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
What's cracking, y'all? Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuning in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you're officially listening. To West Coast Wednesday sometimes with the Dagger, Queen V. Queen, you good?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing tonight?
I don't know. I'm feeling under the influence, but mentally I'm all over the place. It's going to be an interesting night tonight. We'll see how things go. But let's do things as we always do. Shout out. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to jump. How are you this evening? I apologize.
I'm alive, you know. I'm trying to make my day a little bit better. I finished barbecuing. So, drinking under the influence on that damn.
Yeah, all right. Well, shout out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her, Bang Out Radio wouldn't even be here. So thank you for allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing, not only for me, not only for my co-hosts, but also these independent artists, all right, and keeping it just real at all times. Also, mentioning y'all independent artists, keep sending in your music, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. We are always looking for new music. Or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Queen, where can I send it?
Send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
All right. And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support me, to support these to support my co-hosts, to support that anybody that just fucks with Bang Out Radio. Because, again, if you fuck with us, we fuck with y'all, personally, period. As long as you keep it real, as long as you're backing up what you got to say. Like I said, we don't judge, but, like I said, just have something, you know. Don't be on that bullshit. Or even if you are on that bullshit, don't get mad if you get caught out on it, all right? Even me, I'm the host, and I even get held to those standards, all right? That's just what it is on Bang Out Radio. So, as y'all know, we try to slow it down over here for the ladies this evening. I'm going to keep drinking. What am I sipping on tonight? Hold on, let me sipping on this Amsterdam and orange juice. Very, very nice. It was funny, Queen. I saw your picture. So you over there sitting on the house today. What was that, raspberry lemonade?
Yeah. Actually, currently what's in my cup right now is the Amsterdam, and it's the dull orange mango peach juice. And then after this is gone, I'm going to start mixing it with the raspberry lemonade.
All right, y'all. Well, y'all see what kind of night it is for us. I'll be out there pouring up your drink, sitting back, relaxing. I'll be all ready for this. All right, we'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill the queue. Press 1 to highlight us, and I think I'm Beauty of the Week supposed to check it a little bit later tonight, too, so it should be a good night. Let's get into it right now. All right, we'll be right back.
I don't wanna be
just want you to say, yeah, yes, yes, you'll be the wife. Come and share my life, be right by my side, and I'll say, yeah. Baby, look at me. Does it look like I'm playing with you right now? I mean, it's been 5 years and I'm still here. I think it's time for us to exchange some vows. I know that it sounds crazy right now, but what else can I say to the woman who has made me? Now I got me a woman, and one who loves me. And I swear, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Better than I can tell you.
I'm gonna put it on, put it on, put it on.
yourself all over the place. Don't say that I ain't warned you. All that you want, all you need, everything that you desire. Boy, I'm guaranteed to fulfill your dreams. Let's set this place on fire. Waiting on this for some time to show you how I feel inside. Boy, I got a lot to show you. Lay down and enjoy the ride. Never felt like this before. Feed you like you want some more. Me on top of you, starting on the bed, ended up falling through.
I won't put it on, put it on, put it on you. I won't put it on, put it on, put it on you. I won't put it on, put it on, put it on you. I won't put it on,
let me give
put
it to
on,
you,
put it on oh, you. I'm gonna take control.
Oh yeah.
You won't holler more and more and more and more until we both will grow.
Rendezvous the first time I'm waiting for your beautiful eyes.
The first time
Somebody's penis.
No, I was not. I was asleep, and this person just put their penis in my mouth without me knowing and took the picture.
I see.
Yes. Now, it may appear in the picture that I'm actually looking at the camera lens and smiling with the penis in my mouth and giving a thumbs up, but I assure you, I was fast asleep.
Well, I'd have to get a warrant first, approved by a grand jury.
I don't have time for that. We have school tomorrow, and I know that Kyle's going to show the picture to everybody during show and tell.
Well then, you're screwed.
You're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights on Bangout Radio, with the Dagger and Queen B, slowing it down a little for the ladies, talking about adult matters and topics so we can see how freaky some of y'all really are. So put the kids to bed, pour a drink, roll up, and bang out with us from 9 p.m. to 11, every Hump Night.
Yeah, we back, y'all. What's up, Linda? Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen. So good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So remember, y'all, if y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, chill the queue. Press 1 to holler at us. That's 323-9768. We got Dagger. Say what it is.
What is good? Don't act like y'all know who this is, though. I'm sipping on the Amsterdam, my damn selves. Yeah, girl, what it do, queen?
Love, how you doing?
I'm good. Blessed. Working my ass off, you feel me? But it's going to be worth it.
I appreciate that.
What it do?
What do you got going on in my head? It sounds like it's cracking where you at. What the fuck you got going on?
Nah, that ain't me.
I don't know. Oh wait, yeah, Queen, you got the barbecue, huh? You got a barbecue right now?
No, I just finished barbecuing. You can hear that I'm watching the game.
Yeah, Queen, it's popping back there. I need to be where you at. You feel me?
My bad. I'll go to my room.
Not cool, though.
My bad.
Yeah,
I was watching the game.
And then right here, my nigga, fresh with it, the best with it. What it do, man? How you feeling tonight?
Cockin' doodle too, man.
With it?
What happened? Hey, man.
Hi, folks. How you doing?
Man. Thank y'all radio, man. We rapping. It's Wednesday. West Coast.
Hello.
What up, Queen? Oh, well, you want to say, you want to say hi to me, too,
I did say hi. Oh, I did say hi to folks first.
What it do?
What it do?
The dagger, bitches.
Those are like a soundtrack in a wall, bitch.
I'm saying. I've been feeling kind of down lately, to be honest. To be honest. Look, here we go. It's therapy time. I got my people there, so I know my people's going to get this straight.
Dagger, get up with it.
And I need some therapy, so And last week, you know, if you were here last week, you know, I gave it to the ladies kind of thick. You know what I mean? I'm not even gonna lie. I was kind of on one last week too. So, but I don't backtrack from anything I said. Let's make that perfectly clear. I'm just saying I just went kind of hard. So, but at the same time, when it comes to certain situations, when it comes to dealing with people, I have realized well that you know everybody's got their issues. I got my issues as well, but. So we're going to talk about my issues, and I want to figure out, like I said, we have these moments every now and then. Like I said, are my issues really issues? Because I choose, if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. Right, then I'm right. But a lot of times I want to be wrong, but I always want to be right. So, I don't know. And what the fuck is that?
Somebody's wrong
in second
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Okay, see, hold on. See, Paul, I'm a blame Paul. Fresh, is that, where you at? What you doing? See, we lost him. He got to call back. All right. But I just realized in a lot of situations that I'm just really, I don't want to say cold because I'm not a cold person, you know, but I just refuse to deal with certain shit. And people always say and wonder why. The biggest thing I get is why people like talk to me, and it amazes me. As much as people complain about how I don't, you know, be in conversations and everything like that, and I don't do a lot of talking, I keep to myself, I'm always, you know, in my own little world, which I am. I mean, I can't deny that. But at the same time, people talk to me. Like, it doesn't stop people from talking because people like to talk. People like to, you know, engage. I understand these things. And so I'm just more of a listener. So why is it a bad thing that I don't interact even though I'm like you know what I mean? Sometimes
it can be bad. I mean, like, it just depends on the situation that you're in. Like, because most of the time I'm a listener too. I don't like to talk. I listen. But I mean, like, depending on the situation that you're in, and you know, and who's in front of you and who's asking certain things from you. Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? Sometimes you have to communicate. That's part of any type of relationship. You have to communicate.
But when it comes to
friendship,
but see, when it comes to communication, this is the funny thing. This is what I mean, especially when it comes to this show, because the difference is, and I realize this, like last week, I had an epiphany about myself. It all boils down to this. I realized. I've never really had anything to really to call my own. You know what I mean? Like, I say all the time, I'm envious of people who have, like, they on. Ooh, God, what are y'all doing? Hold on, let me see. Let me test something real quick. Hold on, let me test something. Let me test this. Not that. Test this. I don't know, maybe it's me. Okay, is that better? Dude, that's a little better. All right, I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me? Am I good?
Yeah, we hear you now. You're good, Dagger.
Okay, my bad. Okay, now, as I was saying, I've never had my own shit. And like I said, I'm real envious of people that have their own shit, people that have their own apartments, people that have their own cars, people that got shit going on. I got shit, but I don't have that. I've never had what I like to call foundation, what people like that, when people have foundations. You need a place where you sit, post, chill and do you and build whatever you want to build. You know what I mean?
I mean, but how do you feel about people who come into somebody else's foundation and try to build their own?
You can't do that. That's what I mean. Or it takes real delicate situations. That's part of the problem. I'm not going to say part of the problem. I'm just talking about me because, look, when you have to have your own shit built up first before you try to move people, before you try to move someone in. You know, how can you, especially if you're in a situation where you're good and they're bad, or they're doing this and they're doing that, then it becomes a give and take situation. Or it may not start off that way, but eventually it's going to fall into that. You know what I mean? It's going to, something's going to transpire and it's going to become an issue. But again, that's just getting sidetracked. But what I'm saying is that because I never really had my own shit, that's why when I come here and I deal with Bang On Radio, not deal with, but when I do this show and everything like that, and I just really just get loose, because this is how I feel, like this is just my home. Like, can't nobody say nothing to me here. They can say whatever they want, but it really, there's no judgment here. There's no, when you're dealing with people, when you're interacting with people, there's always some kind of judgment. There's always some kind of reaction that may matter depending on the person, or may not matter depending on the situation. Like you said, depending on the situation you're in, who you're dealing with. But overall, when you're dealing with people, you always either worried about a reaction, not worried about a reaction. But if you're not worried about a reaction, the person who's looking for a reaction, you know, it extends, it extrapolates. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm trying to use a big word. But, you know, it gets bigger and bigger. Which is why I'm able to really talk here, because like I said, here, I got 2 hours to get everything I can off my chest if I feel like it being in the boat. And it's really, and I've said it many times, I really need to talk to, like, a therapist. I want somebody that's able to talk back, but I really honestly still can't handle the shit that I be fucking thinking about. Because I'm a really dark person. Don't get shit twisted.
If you can come on Bang Out Radio and talk about your problems, then why can't you talk about your problems with other people?
But talking about your problems is the way to deal with
Bang Out Radio,
you
do. But I mean, like here, this is what I'm always saying. You can tune in, you can sit out, you deal with it, you don't want to deal with it, you like it, you don't like it, just whatever. I don't care. And I can honestly say that to me. You know what I mean? I can't say that to somebody in real life, depending on who it is. You know, but if I don't like you, if I don't deal with you, if I don't deal with you, I don't fuck with you, period. But then I also feel like if I do fuck with you, if we are dealing with each other, this, that, or whatever, there's certain things that don't even have to be said. But I understand, but that's me. I know how females are, that's what I'm saying. Y'all need, what is it called? Go ahead. What is it? I know the words. Like I said, I need to send my drink real quick because I'm trying to. Y'all know, y'all girls, what do y'all want? What is it called? Y'all know what I'm looking for, the word I'm looking for.
For what?
What is it? Validation. Validation. I'm going to use that one. That's a good word.
Okay.
Girl, why do you feel the need to be validated? I mean, my fault. Sorry. I'm not trying to be about the ladies. I'm trying to talk about me. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to put this around. But these are the issues that I have to deal with. And that's the issues that I have to deal with, but these are the things that I think about. And, like I said, there's times when girls like to talk. So you want to talk to somebody. You want to have a conversation with somebody. There's something you want to get off your chest, or even if you just want to tell them something. And then you're at that point where you're just like, I'm just not trying to hear that shit. You can't say that.
Why?
Because that's going to lead to more issues. Nobody wants to hear that. You don't want to hear that shit.
Sometimes.
For real, though.
But see, I mean, I feel that to a certain extent, though, because, I mean, but personally, it's like, okay, like, there have been times where somebody has brought something to me, and it's like, okay, after a while, I'll be like, you know what? I've already said what I had to say about the situation. That's it. That's all. Like, I don't have anything else for them to say about the situation. Yeah, the other person may not want to hear that, but at the same time, like, if I've already said what I need to say about the situation, and then that's it. That's all. And so, but at the same time, understand it being on the other side of that situation also. Like, no, like, I don't want the conversation to be over because you say it's over either. So I understand it from both sides. So it's like, depending on who you are in the situation, yeah, I'm going to continue to go ahead and I'm going to do this with you. Like, I'm going to argue with you. I'm going to fight with you.
And I'm going to, and depending on who you're dealing with or whatever, then, yeah, then you accept those certain things. But this is what I'm saying. This is why this right here is where I'm just, is just where I'm at. Because, like I said, for 2 hours, I can let everything go and then just have to deal with shit later and just do nothing. Not necessarily nothing, but this right here is like, I need therapy. Anybody still know a good therapist, and I still need to get in contact with that. But I also think that our viewers need to stay. Hold on. Get off myself for a second. We're going to play a couple of tracks real quick and get right back with Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week. All right. And, I'm going to sip a little bit more. And we're going to do that where that damn song is at? Do it like this. Be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, have a nice Dagger Queen. Be right back with the Dagger's newest beauty of the week. All right. Go.
Go. Go. All right. All right. Well, okay, well, okay.
You sure? You want to take nothing, huh?
No, I mean. Okay, okay. No, I mean. Watch lil' mama work, and when she got done, I stuck my number in the shirt. I put it to the side, and then the truck flirt. I told her, hit that booty, dude. I stuck my hand in the skirt. I said, hey, shawty, I'm Alexander the Great. We can go home and we can make a sex tape. You could be Kim and I'ma be Ray J. I'ma stroke and smoke all goddamn day. But hold on, I ain't done. She fuck before I nut, cause she wanna drink the cum. I tell her, me and you, yeah, we was fun. But now I gotta kick you up like you was a bum.
Like I was a bum, but I like to have fun. When I jump up in the club, my hair and my nails done. With my boot cut heels, I'ma hit the daddy stroke. He tryna lift up my skirt so he can poke. I got that cushion, he got that drum. Grab a foot, you go ahead and just roll. You know I like to smoke, you know I like to smoke. You know I like to smoke, I just hope I don't choke. You got that cushion, I got that dro. Grab a foot, you go ahead and just roll. You know I like to smoke, you know I like to smoke. You know I like to smoke, I just hope I don't choke. You know I like to smoke. Me and my crew get together and blow. I hit the blunt too hard, damn I'm too cold. So let me go on and clear my throat. I know it was hitting hard when I smelled the green. This nigga talking about he got that good indeed. I said, ooh wee sweetie, what's up later? He told me hit him on this throwback page. I'ma holler at you later, cause you want some other shit. I'm trying to get rich, I told you I'm that bitch. When I have the death kiss, my flows is so vicious. I grab you in the back room, you can go on and get it. But I know you're trying to get your face wet, go on and get a taste of this candy. Niggas hoes come around happy and dandy. So hand me to your mama, cause I don't bring the drama. When you come to me, I'm like karma, karma, karma. While you waka, waka, walking, nigga waka flocking. You whack ass niggas, but me, I'm not stopping. I stay up on my flow game, you never lame. I grab my T-double and E on the mic and we at it again. Big bro,
we at it again. Let me do my thing, I'ma hold on these nuts while I'm gripping wood grain. Let me do this damn thing with the cup up in my hand. None of niggas can't stand why a nigga do his thing. Hey, I stay up in blue all day, every day. Nigga fuck around and I'ma have to squeeze the AK. Texas made, self-made, that's what I'm about. If you ain't talking business, get the fuck up out my mouth. Unless you want me to shine, open up 24K. Every day, all day, when I swing and I sway to the motherfucking side. All day when I ride, I'ma show you how we do it. Worldwide, we don't collide. 903, Darktown, Sugar Land, where you at? And this motherfucking bitch, and I got my strap in the back on the waist. Bitch, nigga, use a pay. face. I don't give a fuck about you, use it like toothpaste. I'ma brush it, throw you away, put you in the trash can. Hold up, say it again, man, my teeth blink, blink. I'ma do this damn thing, nigga 2010. Call me the chicken man, cause I got dumb hands. I'm whipping up the work, nigga, I do dirt for turf. If you niggas talking down, pop a smirk, what it worth? I'ma give it to you niggas raw and dirty in the streets. Real niggas understand, I'm defeated, can't be beat. No way, no how, I'm the realest thing smoking. Everybody know me, cause them niggas start choking. Cough, nigga, I'm on fire. You niggas ain't understand, I'm like that line wire. I'm down low, man, it cut off on you, boy.
Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
I know that you're feeling my intellect. My body got your interest. And I know you want to just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, sand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Do bad times and better. No distance or fight. Could tear us or shred us. See, the night is just for us. So hold my hand and cuddle up. Don't touch me hard, touch me nice. Don't do me wrong, do me right. We ain't gotta have sex just to feel the vibes. Just put your hands on me when the time arrives. Cause I'm ladylike and I'm kinda shy. And I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gon' be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot. And I know you got that gold, don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the villain while we blowin' on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow. And another on my legs and another in the middle. Tickle me, I do the wiggle just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God you mind soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me. Me closer, my head on your shoulder. Hold my hand as we grow older. This is special, talk with motion. Feel emotion, boy. Rub my skin, I smile within. Cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady, she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man, he's the only baby. You like it, you love it, you need it. It's nothing, you see it, you want it. Come closer and touch it.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
Again, Cartman?
No, I didn't do a damn thing. Nothing. I told you, this school is a den of snakes. You're not going to believe what they did this time, you guys.
Dude, we're just trying to eat.
Oh, you think I'm overreacting again, huh? No, not this time. The school has gone too far, and it affects each and every one of you. You remember the school physical we all took last week?
Yeah.
Well, the school put the sizes of all our penises up on a big chart in the school hallway.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did, Kyle.
Dude, why would the school put up the sizes of our wieners?
Because they don't care. I told you this. They don't give a shit about the students, and they live to make us miserable.
That doesn't make any sense.
Go look for yourself.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, for sure. We're about to get in the interview mode, but got to make sure you find a quiet place. You good?
Yeah.
All right, just make it so, for sure. I hope this is a beauty of the week. If not, I'm going to sound real stupid real quick. But let's see. Billy?
Yes.
Yes, I love it. Time. Yeah, man, I don't sound stupid now. Thank you for being here tonight. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
How do you say your whole name? Though? I don't want to try to butcher your name, so that's why I just went with Philly. That was easy. But how do you say your full name real quick?
It's Maylee.
Maylee, okay. I mean, it's the O in there, and then the I saw it.
Yeah,
it was
the, yeah, we changed it. Well, I changed it on my own. It's really Maylee, but I hate it, so I just say Maylee.
Okay, okay. Well, we're going to go with Philly for the night. So, Philly, for real, for those that, you know, because like I said, you never know who's out there listening. Go ahead and tell people a little bit about yourself and, you know, because you can definitely talk about yourself better than I can. We're going to talk about the Bible, girl. You gave me a story right here. This is very interesting right here. So, we're going to get into this, all
right? Right. So, well, basically, you know, I'm a model. I model, I go to school, you know, I do a lot of stuff differently. You know, what am I saying? The reason why I'm modeling or?
Well, I mean, like, because, well, let's just dive into it then. Because, again, with the modeling thing, what you said you went into modeling just on a whim, right? You went to one shoot and then just because.
Right.
And then it just went into something else. So how did that happen? Or, you know, how did that go now?
How it went to what I'm doing now or why I'm doing
it? Yeah.
Well, basically, like I was telling you, so I was kidnapped and raped when I was younger. And I always just thought, like, I wasn't pretty or I wasn't, you know, pretty enough or whatever. I did that one photo shoot, and when I got the pictures back, I kind of looked at them like, wow, was that me?
Yeah, that was a real
idea. Yeah, you know, it gave me a confidence that I didn't see in myself for all those years. And it was kind of like, I feel like if I felt that way, then I'm not the only person. So the modeling now is for girls who feel the same way to not feel that way. To embrace the beauty
that they
do not see in themselves.
Well, that's great. I mean, you speaking definitely for a voice, and, you know, you representing right now. And look, and then it's funny because you also said you wanted to go to Hamilton High. You know I graduated from Hamilton High, so that's interesting.
Did
you
really?
There's nothing wrong with Crenshaw, though. Crenshaw wasn't that bad, was it? I mean, I'm not trying to bring up the dark times or whatever, but I mean, because it is a positive story to tell as well because, I mean, you come a long way, like you said, from where you started or for what happened to you to where you're at now. So, and a lot of people don't, you know, recover, pursue certain things. You know, they just really fall apart. How do you hold that together?
Well, I used to fall apart completely. I now, you know, like I said, the modeling gave me a confidence that I didn't see in myself. So it's kind of like now I use that as motivation for other girls. Like, you know, if I'm trying to tell my story, I can't break down. Because me breaking down would, you know, let them see that I'm still kind of weak about it.
Right. So it's just taking it and just turning it into something positive for you.
Yeah.
In the best way possible. I mean, you know, like, still a fucked up situation, but, you know, don't let it get you down type. Okay. Right. Okay, Queen, any questions?
Like, I don't understand. Like, I saw your picture. Why did you think that you were ugly for a long time? Like, did somebody tell you that? Like, you know, because I seen your picture, and I'm just like, wow, she's really beautiful. Like, I don't understand, you know, why that was something that, you know, you thought in your confidence wasn't there.
Not to cut her off, but to piggyback her question a little bit, like, because when you thought you were ugly, that was like high school, and you said, you said you used to get teased. What did they tease you about? What was their thing, or what was it?
It was like, okay, you know, like I said, we're all born with the confidence. You're born, you know, confident. And, you know, after that happened to me, I kind of lost all the confidence that I had in myself. It was kind of like, you know, I got real shy. I didn't talk as much. You know, I feel like I got kind of, you know, I was an upbeat child, and then I just got real quiet. It was like, people would tell me I was pretty, but I didn't feel pretty because I felt like, you know, that happened to me, and, you know, it just made me feel ugly. Because I was young and I didn't understand why that happened to me, you know. So it was like, no one ever really said, like, okay, you're ugly. It was just how I felt about myself, and I never really had anyone to talk to about it. And that's why, you know, that's why it's like I want people to look at the pictures and see, okay, she overcame this. So I feel like I can overcome it too. I want to be the person that they can talk to because I didn't have nobody to talk to.
Okay.
Crazy. And then also any advice you would give? Because like I said, you're speaking for the young ladies. You would definitely, you know, a representation of what can happen if you just, you know, even no matter what happens, you know, you can still do what you have to do and bring it back to a positive place. Any advice you would pass on to somebody or anybody that may be going through this type of things or, you know, dealing with it now, maybe you haven't even dealt with it yet?
For people going through it, I mean, everybody, for me, I was raped by a stranger, but there's a lot of people that get raped by family members or people that tell them it was their fault or, you know, it's because you dress this way or you act this way. And I would basically just say, you know, don't listen to the negative that people tell you. Like, being raped is never your fault, ever. So, you know, if you were walking down the street naked, you still don't deserve to be raped.
Yeah, bottom line, so, yeah, duh.
You know, it's just don't let anyone tell you that it was something that you did or it's your fault or you deserved it because nobody deserves that.
Okay, let's switch it up real quick, Miss Philly. Now, let's talk tattoos real quick. Now, what is that? I see a butterfly. I see a couple of butterflies. What's that on the left rib cage? Describe that.
Those are roses.
Oh, I'm blind. Oh, okay. So those are birds or butterflies over roses?
Those are roses. They're all connected, and then there's the butterfly, and then there's another butterfly at the bottom. So it's two butterflies, and they're all roses connected.
Ooh. And the left calf, what's that? What's down there? What's that?
That's a butterfly.
There's a butterfly down there, too? Okay.
Your butterflies mean something?
I'm not a shoe connoisseur, but those look like they hurt. Those look like they hurt.
They don't. They actually don't. They're probably the most comfortable heels I have.
So what do your butterflies mean?
I mean, how you call them heels and they ain't got no heel on? Like, that don't...
They're called the backless heels.
Excuse me. Okay. Damn, that shit look like it hurt.
They don't. And then I heard her. She said, what does the butterfly mean? The butterflies, for me, I got my first butterfly when I was 18. That was when I was legal to get my own tattoo. And the butterflies really represent, you know, butterflies start as caterpillars. And I feel like we all start as caterpillars. And I felt like once I turned 18, I was free. I was, you know, able to fly on my own and, you know, do what I wanted to do. And the tattoo was what I wanted to do. So I got a butterfly.
Okay. Well, Philly, like I said, it's been fun. I'm not saying that like you got to go because you definitely don't have to. If you got time to hang out, you can definitely hang out for the rest of the show if you would like to. We would like you to if you're available, but you know, can't keep a person that don't want to be kept.
Okay.
You gonna hang out?
I'm gonna hang out.
Uh oh.
Philly in the building. I was gonna get real now. Good, you help me with my therapy session. Like I said, you know, we gotta keep it 100 over here. So you know, an unbiased opinion would always be helpful as well. So we'll be right back. Dagger Queen, Dagger News Good in a week. Philly hanging out tonight. We're gonna get a Dagger's double play real quick. It's gonna get real interesting when we get back. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always. You can chill in the queue. You press 1 to holler at us. We'll be right back.
Oh, shit. Here we go. The Dagger, bitch. A.K.A. 4DB with it. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realized a lot of things ain't gonna change. A lot of things are always be the same. No matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters trying to come at me, still gonna be the same. Still gonna be the same. Do it like this in 2013.
You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I've seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the scream. No it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, sent so many shots, they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at her booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas thinking what you did. Pumping up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping.
Every nigga hit it down.
Setting traps and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bit. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strike, not just once, happened twice.
Bet it all, lost it all.
Yeah right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD, you may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Alone, Eli with it, walking. My notebook is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. So take your shots, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better, and that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down and brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the Dagger, bitch, and 4DB's a witted nigga, Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, aka the way it has to be. People have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download for rap to me, but I'm glad to see that I can sleep. Dagger's gonna let them storm. They ask me to come back, I'll say, you had a chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weak smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot string is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see. 4DB.
Yeah. The Dagger. LA, West Coast, all day. Tired of the bullshit, the bitches, the haters, all of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it, fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. Hey. On to the next one. Check it.
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no
backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he want your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he
get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have done, I make that get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb lady, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other with my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. But if you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, holler at me,
sir.
He
get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
Corn
says nothing like being a man on Sunday.
Corn says nothing like being a man on Sunday. No responsibility.
I'm glad to help you out after quarter number four. It's only quarter number one, though, so there's still three more.
Orphanage, this is Honey Bee. Mrs. McHenry from Child Services? Hi. I know today would not be a good day for a visit. Tomorrow? Oh, yes, that would be perfect. Oh, yes, the kids are very safe. Get your ass down before I bust your little head open. See? Okay, gotta go.
Put that down. Put that down. What the f***? Can you do something with these damn orphans? They're making it impossible to get any Hormans out around here.
I'm trying to get this place together before Child Services comes tomorrow.
What can they deal with Child Services?
If I don't have this place together in 24 hours, they will shut this orphanage down.
Oh, Honey Bee, there's no reason to worry. Everything will be just fine. Now, if you're not too busy, can you please get us some more pork rinds?
Euphoria, can you just watch them for a minute, please?
I'm sorry, Honey Bee. You on your own. These tricks ain't gonna turn they sales, you know? Now, I'm all got to go. Bye.
You better have that dynamite money, too.
Honey Bee, here's a drink to the one that holds down the whole team. Of course, I'm talking about Wilt the Stilt, a.k.a. my man, Tay Moline.
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, yo. West Coast Wednesday, so nice, Dagger. Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Dagger's going to be here the week. Philly? Philly still in the building?
Yeah.
If y'all want to get in on this, 661-621-7559, as always. Chilling the queue, first one to holler at it. Now, Philly, how much, you caught a little bit of what I was talking about earlier, right? Did you catch part of it?
No.
Huh?
No. Y'all can come in the house if y'all want to.
Okay. I don't backtrack too much, but Queen, like I said, Queen was with me. She was with me. Now, I'm just going to try to link all this together. And then Philly, like I said, Queen already noticed to give straight. But Philly, like I said, don't pull no punches. Let me know what's up, you know, because like I said, I'm trying to figure certain things out. Knowing this is the only way I can figure things out. So.
Okay.
All right, so again, like I said, I never really had no foundation, but what it really boils down to, and why I'm envious of people that have their own shit, especially like their own house. Why? Because I don't like being bothered. I think that's my biggest thing with me is right now. Like things, but on the flip side of that, a lot of things bother me. You know, so why this relates. What I was talking about earlier is because when you have your own shit, you have somewhere to go where you don't have to be bothered. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can kick people out your shit. You have people over when you want to. You have them leave when you want them to. This, you have control because it's your shit. So that shit is always, I've always been envious of that. You know what I mean? But I have never had that. I had never had that kind of control, and I think that's one of my biggest problems, because then I really go overboard to control certain shit. You know what I mean? I go overboard and control like the shit. Anything that I have some kind of control on, I kind of go overboard with that shit, especially when it comes to me. I'm not even really crazy like that, but when it comes to me and my shit and the shit that I've been through and everything too or whatever, I mean, I've been through a lot of shit, and there's a lot of shit I choose. Like, I'm just not doing that no more. And if I can control that, then I'm going to fucking control that in any shape, way, or form possible.
Right.
And, you know, okay, so at least I'm not feeling like I'm wrong about this, but in doing so, It boils down to me people taking it like I just don't give a fuck about nothing. And the truth is, I don't give a fuck about a lot of things. A lot of shit, this is what it is. A lot of shit people may trip about, or people like how long I have to be bothered. Right? Here's what one of my main problems is. Say you're doing something that bothers me, but it's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
One of us has to be hurt in this situation. Either I'm going to be hurt by biting the bullet and dealing with it so you're not bothered, or I'm going to tell you that this shit is fucking with me, and then you're going to be bothered. So, you know what I mean? It's like somebody has to bite the bullet.
Yeah.
And I usually be the one ending up biting the bullet. But again, if you have your own shit, you never have to bite the bullet. This is why I never bite the bullet here on Bang Out Radio. I don't have to. You know what I mean? Like, this is what people don't realize. I bite the bullet in a lot of situations for a lot of people because it's like, you know what? It's not that serious. And girls take shit serious. And y'all take some of the weirdest shit the serious, most serious to me. But that's because I just don't get it, you know? But I understand when a girl's really trying to explain something to you or whatever and everything, and it's not like I don't get it. And it's not that I don't care, but it's just like I'm not trying to do this. You know, this is just, I'm a man of peace. This is what I'm on now. This is what I'm on. And I'm strictly also like, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I don't be on people's heads about shit unless I got a reason. You know what I mean? I don't come, I don't know.
don't know. I don't get it. It's just a lot of situations that I've had to deal with, or that I'm currently dealing with, and it's just that I'm trying to make the best of it. But in doing so, like I said, somebody's biting the bullet. But at the same time, I'm not being the one that's wanting to bite the bullet anymore.
Right.
That's kind of the cold part about it, too. I've been biting the bullet all my life. And I've said it on this show before, and I've said it lately that, you know, that I really, if it ain't making me money or making me happy, I'm not dealing with it. And it's not necessarily that I'm not dealing with people. I'm just not dealing with certain situations because it's not. I'm trying not to be that bad person. You know what I mean? I know I'm trying to be about smiles. I'm trying to look on the brighter side of things. And in doing so, that means I'm not dealing with certain shit, or I just choose not to. Or if I have to deal with it, then I'm going to deal with it the way I want to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy because again, I can be a real pushover in a sense. Now, I'm not really a pushover. I can be, you know, I'm the type of person, 4DB with it. If a lady deserves it and she's about that business and does what she's doing, everything like that, I can be that person. But I just don't. Here's another thing that girls like to do, in my opinion. Y'all like to live in, like, not live in, but, you know, y'all have fantasies. I blame the reality shows. I blame all this other shit. I blame these movies and everything that y'all like to watch. I blame this. Y'all get in these things, and it's like, no, like, this is, it can be like that, but a lot has to happen before that happens.
What do you mean, like, we have fantasies and we...
And y'all want it like that. Like, y'all know that movies is movies, right? And the shit may be reality TV, but the shit don't really be like that, you know. Or it be something like that, but not really like that. I mean, the fantasies that girls want that they can't have, you can have. I'm not saying you can't have your fantasies. Like I said, a female can get what she wants. Like I've said it many times, women have always had the power. Let a girl put her mind to it, put the hard work and dedication to it. Females can get whatever y'all want. I know that. Don't get it twisted. I don't want to sound like I'm stupid. All right. I understand that. But it's like a lot of times females like to move things and fast forward depending on where you're at in your life. A lot of times females like to, because like I said, you're emotional. You get real emotional about things and you want to jump into certain things or jump steps, and you know you don't want to realize that it takes this or whatever. You know, it's always trying to just, we need to get here right now, fuck what anybody got to say about that shit, I want right now, you know what I mean? And it don't be like that. That's what I mean by fantasy. It's just that there's nothing wrong with what you're thinking. It's just that in the context of reality, it's just not going to go down that way. Or if it is, make it be. If it could go down that way, or if it could be that way, then yes, you have the power to make it happen. I mean, am I wrong in my line of thinking here? I mean, please tell me something.
I don't think that you're wrong to a certain extent, though. Like, I mean, if a girl is asking for things, there's a reason why she's asking for them. You know, like, it's only so long that you can be stagnant in a certain position, in a certain situation, when you know there's nothing, there's no place else to go but up. So it's like, if I know the only place that I can go is up from this situation, then why not tell you that I want to go up from here? You know? Like, girls don't, you know, it's not, men think that when girls complain, it's because we're complaining for no reason. Oh, she's just bitching. But no, that's not always the case. Like, I'm telling you this because it's like, okay, boom, I'm letting you know that this is a warning, okay? Like, all right, I want you to get your shit together so we can do that.
You know what I mean?
Like,
like,
what do you
that.
Mean?
And I don't like how you said it, but it's still like that. When girls say that to me, it bothers me. Oh, warning. Like, this is what I mean. Don't give me no look.
But I mean, like, girls say things without really having to say things. Like, okay, like, I'm not going to call you out. I'm not going to call you and be like, hey, this is your warning. Stop this or I'm going to do this. Like, you know, we try to be sensible about it. We try to talk to you about it. And then it's like, okay, after so long, then it's like, all right, I'm trying to tell you, but you're not listening. Like, you're not catching what I'm saying. All right, I'm trying to tell you, but you're not listening to me. Okay, like, you know, but it's just like it depends on a certain woman. It depends on a woman. It depends on how long she's going to be able to handle that shit.
But see, this is exactly what I'm saying. See, this right here. This is why people say I got female issues. I've really been dealing with females so long that I be on the shit. I guess y'all be on sometimes, whatever, because that's exactly, I be on something like, you don't get what's going on here, and you're not listening. You're not listening. But this is what I mean. When you're on the opposite side of that, someone or something has to give. And again, somebody has to be on the negative side of that.
But I mean, but that's also where communication and compromise and shit like that comes in, because otherwise, if you can't communicate to where everybody is understanding what the fuck is going on, then communication is fucked up. Now we got to figure out a way to communicate in a different way. Now, if you're on the negative side, if I'm on the positive side, you're on the negative side, or vice versa, you know, that's where compromise also comes in also, where, you feel me, if I care about you enough, then okay, I'm gonna deal with this, and I'm gonna accept this, and we're gonna keep going, you feel me? But we're also gonna have stipulations on that. That's also where compromise and, you know, things like, there has to be a balance in relationships. There always has to be a balance. Like, I can't always be the one that's compromising. You can't always be the one that's compromising. I can't always be the one who's hollering.
This is a lot of
you
work.
Can't always be the one who's always.
You're honest.
But I mean, but yeah, but relationships are work. Relationships
no
are work.
No disrespect, Queen.
So,
I didn't mean to say it like that. No disrespect. That's a lot. You know what I mean?
Relationships
are work. Hold on, Philly. Hold on, let me set my jacket real quick. Hold on, now.
Oh, man, I'm about to put Malibu on my cup. What's that trash right here? Oh, no, we got struck.
But, really, let's ask you this.
Huh?
When you're dealing with, let me ask you this. When you're dealing with somebody, when you're associated with somebody, I think of it like this. If I do something to you, no matter what it is, say I don't call, say, you know, there's shit that niggas do, right? And there are different reactions, and those lead to different reactions from females. Am I correct so far?
Yes.
All right. Now, when niggas do shit, don't females instantly, depending on what he did, know if they're going to continue to fuck with him or not? Point, like, off top. You know what I mean? Like, am I correct in saying that?
To a certain extent.
Okay,
it really depends
on the girl. Well, let me ask you then. Say we're dating or whatever. I do something depending on what that offense is. Now, I say I'm going to call you and I don't call you, but I call you the next day. I mean, that's something different than if I cheated on you or something, right?
Yes.
It's two different offenses, but they're both now. What I'm saying is, but if I don't call you and I say I'm going to call you, the next day you may be mad, but you still going to fuck with me though, right? Because I just didn't call you. I'm sorry, right?
Again, it depends on the girl. It depends on how I feel about you. If we're like, you know, a week in, 2 weeks in, and, you know, you say you're going to call and you don't call, in my mind, you're a liar.
Couple of years. Put some years on it.
Okay, couple of years? Yeah, that's
years
something different. That's something
you don't follow
different.
Me, right?
Yeah.
So my thing is, when you have put in a certain time, then as a female, I feel you know certain things that, okay, if he does, in these years, he may have done that shit a few times or whatever, you know what I mean? It may irritate you or whatever, but again, when he does it, you know that you still gonna fuck with him. So why go through the motions when you already know that it's not an offense that
that's going to cause you to not fuck with them? Why go through the motions in the first place when the end result is going to be the same?
Girls are just emotional. It's like, you know, she might really be waiting for that phone call. Like, you know, for you not to call, it's like an emotional thing. Like, you know, you do start thinking, like, well, damn, what is he doing? Where is he at? Why didn't he call? And then, you know, if
right.
he calls you and you don't answer, it's like, okay, well, you know, what the hell is he doing?
But why he always got to be doing something? See, this is
another thing. I mean, that's just female intuition.
Right, because it's like when you deal with certain things and you've been in certain
situations.
He
automatically doing, just because you don't
think about it. No, that's not always true. It's not always automatic that, oh, he's doing something. You feel me? But it's just like after you've been in certain situations and sometimes when you know who you're dealing with, it's like, yeah, okay, what is he doing? Like, okay. Where is he at? Like, oh, well, he over here, he with his homies, okay, he with his homies, all right, whatever. Oh, okay, I know it's like this time, so he might be asleep, okay? You know, but it's just like after a certain amount of time, like I got a homegirl right now. Like if after a certain amount of time, if her dude don't answer the phone, 9 times out of 10, she know that nigga is out doing something he ain't got no business doing. And it's sooner or later, she going to find out about it, and she does, and she always does, and it's always something. You feel me? Like, so it depends on your relationship and who you fucking with. Like, it doesn't always have to be that way, though. It's not always
okay,
all easy to be really out here doing the most.
Like I said, we're also speaking ourselves. Like I said, I don't speak for all men. Y'all speak for all ladies. We all speaking for our own experiences here. And as far as I go, like I said, I don't be doing shit. Like I said, I don't like being bothered. You know, let's go back to that's number one. But... But again, like you said, it's just that's the epiphany I had. Like, but this is my problem. Like I said, these are my issues because again, it's an issue, but it's not my issue, and it just depends on how far I'm gonna let things go. Because again, like I said, I've been biting the bullet for a long time, and there are a lot of things, like I said, I have dealt with just for the sake of certain people and certain things or whatever, just to be like, okay, whatever. And I still do it to a certain point, but when I see, you know, I don't see necessarily people doing wrong, but when I see people doing what they got to do for themselves, it's like, why can't I do what I got to do for myself in order to keep my fucking sanity? Because, again, you know, I be this close. I just got over depression. You know what I mean? I was depressed for a long time, dead serious, you know, and that shit takes a while. And I'm a pessimistic person. I want to be optimistic, but... I'm a very pessimistic person. Because why? Because I just expect, you know, when you expect things to go bad, then when they go bad, then you already expect it. If they go good, then it's like, oh, okay, well, whatever. That's just me. But I don't want to be like that. So in order to not be like that, then I don't deal with shit that makes me be like that. But in doing that, that just, you know, it's just a real thin sword. Like, really thin. Like, but I just don't know which way to fall on it. Because, again, it's not that I be trying to hurt people, but, again, people don't want the truth. People don't want the real, like, because, like I said, girls are emotional. Y'all can't really handle that shit. They can say the slightest shit to you and really be trying to make girls happy in a situation, and it just gets taken a whole different way. You know, and the worst thing in the world sometimes is when you actually be trying to do something for a female, and then it's just like that shit just wasn't like even appreciated, or it just gets blown off. Because niggas, like I said, I'm gonna talk about me. I do dumb shit, not stupid dumb, but I have my moments. I know I'm hard to deal with. I know, you know, but like I said, if we want to get zodiacs of all this shit, I'm a Taurus. I don't stand for that bullshit. I don't. I stood for it for a long time, like I said, I was raised to be good, to be, you know, look out for others, to put others before yourself. I was raised that way, and I'm mad that I was raised that way because my intuition, like I said, y'all say intuition, my intuition is to put others before myself. But now that I'm putting myself before others, that's a problem because people ain't used to it. Because they used to me being the other person always for them. And But at the same time, if I don't take care of myself, who's going to do that? Like I said, I'm everybody, and I noticed it too. Like everybody's always been talking about, you know, where people have been in certain stages in their life, wherever they're at. You know, it's kind of crunch time for everybody. At least for me. You know, I'm 31. If you want to be kind of technical, you know, that's not old, but I mean, it's still old to be a motherfucker that ain't never had his own shit ever. And the last shit I had, I shared with a female who, you know, we started off paying the shit together, and then it wound up me paying the shit by myself while I was at work. She was fucking doing it all in the house and everything like that or whatever. Then I lost the shit when she put a nigga in jail because she said I hit her when I did, you know, and that shit all fell apart. That's the closest thing. Before that, it was when a nigga was in college and I had fucking roommates, but I had to go to fucking school. So I never had my own shit. Like I said, if you got your own shit, props to you. If you had your own shit, like whatever you had to do, and that's why, and maybe that's why I deal with a lot of, because a lot of ladies have their own shit. Fuck that. Y'all be like, nah, you know, wherever y'all be at, y'all get y'all spot, like this is mine. I ain't never had that. My shit's always been somewhere. You know, I don't have a foundation. I get shit done, I handle shit, but I don't have that foundation. And then it's crazy to think, like I said, I've been offered foundations, you know what I mean? But it's not the same like having your own. There's nothing like having your own. And if you have your own, you know what I'm talking about. And I don't even know what I'm talking about because I never had my own. But if you got it, because I see motherfuckers that got their own. And if you don't, then you got to get that shit, man. Like, if I give you no other advice, because there's nothing like, when I did have my own shit, when I was there by myself, I mean, there's nothing like, you know, just being able to be just do what the, you know, do what the fuck you want to. It's your shit. Can nobody tell you nothing?
That's true.
The whole first part of your lives, you and your parents' house or whatever and everything like that, or, you know, you doing that shit. You know, some of y'all been in different situations or whatever, but, I mean, to really have your own shit, like, this is mine. I've had things, like I've had a car, you know, I've had many cars, I've had shit, but I never had my own that's like, nigga, this, or, like, I can go over here, put my feet up, play my game where don't nobody want to fucking bother me as they come in there, you know, just mine. You know what I mean? And it's just, in a sense, that's kind of sad. Dude, I'm just talking about myself. Like I said, I don't speak for nobody else, to me. And people don't realize that. I realize that. And, you know, when you know certain things about yourself, then it's like you just don't even get involved in certain things. Because
yeah, but when you notice certain things about yourself, you should want to try to change those things, you know?
Like, it's not like you're not trying to change them. And it's funny because, like I said, I just got a job. You know what I mean? I'm loving work. You know, there's motherfuckers at my job complaining about work, man. I'm loving it. The motherfucking people, my people at the job love me, you know? And it's crazy because I'm the person I am when I'm not at work is the person. If people could see me at work, they would be like, who the fuck is that? I already know how people, because I mean, I'm just and I guess that's what money kind of does too. Let's be honest. No matter what bullshit is going down at work, everybody there is making money. So you can't be mad at that. You can complain, you can talk shit or whatever about it. And it's crazy. And look at this, right? It's crazy when it comes down to time and doing shit, because when I didn't have a job, I was out of a job for like a year and some change. You know, I had all this time on my hand, you know, chilling with girls, didn't have to worry about getting up. You know, I was doing what I was doing. There wasn't no real issues whatsoever. You know, but now that I got a job and I'm really trying to stabilize my shit and get it, because like I said, I like to work. I wanted to work, you know, but now that my time is limited and I got to fit in these radio shows and I still be missing some of them, and, you know, now that I'm trying to, and if I were to really just do what I needed to do for me, you know, there would be a lot of corners cut, but it's not for nothing negative, you know what I mean? But it's like even doing that has
you know, relapses to it,
has his counterattacks. And it's crazy because, like I said, I don't be trying to do nothing negative. Nothing I do is negative. It's crazy because, like I said, this is why people fuck with me, because they know throughout all the bullshit, no matter what they say about me, when shit hits the fan, if something needs to get done, motherfuckers holler at me. It never fails. So you know these things already. And people know these things about me. Like I said, if you don't, you do, whatever, but it's crazy because they know that as much as I'm trying to hide that person because I don't like I said, I don't like biting the bullets. That's all I could have. I'm trying to hide that person at this point because, again, we're living in a society where that type of person gets taken advantage of, and it's been too long. And if nobody's going to protect you, you have to protect yourself. That goes for everybody. And people protect themselves in different ways. Some of y'all is crazy. Crazy. Like I said, I'm trying to avoid the crazy. But again, I can get crazy too. So, I mean, this is the point. Like, why do the crazy shit?
I don't know. I think I'm crazy to a certain extent. I think I'm crazy to a certain extent, though. Like, that's me personally. But, like, when I was younger, I was in a situation where, like, people used to pick on me and, like, people used to talk shit about me and people used to, like, try to literally, like, beat my ass. So, like, naturally now I come off as mean. And so even when I don't be trying to be mean, naturally that's how I come off to people, as I'm being mean or I'm being a bitch or, you know. And then it's like, okay, then when I'm upset, it's like that gets taken to a whole different level. And also, like, my dad is kind of crazy. Like, when he goes off, he has a temper on him. So it's like, I think that also has been, you know, slid down a little bit. So even when I was shy and I was timid and I was just like, no, leave me alone. Like, I'm trying to be nice. Like, please just leave me alone. I'm all right. Like, I'm not bothering you. Why are you fucking with me? You know, people didn't get it. So now it's like, all right, I'm not fucking playing with you. Like, you better leave me alone. All right. Now it's like, now it's that me that I'm coming off as crazy and I'm being psycho. So, but I mean, I think I have a little bit of, I think I come off that way. I don't intend for it to come off that way.
Well, Philly, you ever went psycho on anybody? How psycho have you gotten? You ever put a weapon on anybody or anything like that?
Psycho? Let me think. You know, I fight with my mouth. I can say some really harsh stuff to you that'll have you like, damn, did she just say that? You know, and I think that all comes from, you know, just having a lot of anger and letting the anger build. I'm one of those people, I just, you know, I hold my anger in. And then when I get mad, I explode. I actually black out before I, you know, go off on somebody.
See, right there. That's why I'm so scared because, again, I have a lot of built up anger. Like I said, this is why I need a psychiatrist. This is why I smoke weed. This is why I drink. This is why I do the shit that I do, because I'm trying to not be that person, because it's not a pretty sight. Look, because my dad, right, my father, I mean, it goes to family and everything too. My father's an asshole as well, quick king asshole. You know, it's like I was bred from assholes. My mom's an asshole too. I love them both. Yeah, don't get it twisted, but my mom would talk some shit. I was training for all this, which is why I was like, but my dad, his anger, my dad was always a disciplinarian. You know, my dad was always one that, like I said, he would literally beat the shit out of me for like no reason. He used to hit my mom's and everything like that. It was a real fucked up situation that I grew up in for a while, in a long time. So I saw the anger that was in my father. I know I have that in me because I've been pushed to the point where I just, you know, what I really feel like, you know, wanting to choke the shit out of a female and plucking the eyeballs out. Like, I've seen it in my vision at times. This is the point that I'm making. I don't want to ever cross that line. Ever. You know how many people cross that line? Once you cross a certain line, there's no going back. There's no going back. And some, and depending on what show line is, will determine how. Like I said, everybody's different. But my lines, like I said, I used to have like my line used to be really long. You know what I mean? Not like I used to be able to take a lot of shit. I used to deal with a lot of shit. I used to be like, you know, fuck it, you know, because I used to feel like I didn't deserve happiness. You know, I got depressed. Like, you know, this is just my life, blase, woo woo, and everything like that. I used to be down about a lot of shit, but like, I don't deserve to not be happy. Don't nobody deserve to not be happy. But as far as I go, I always lived a life where it was like I always felt like I was in a position to help others get to where they needed to be. But nobody was there for me. Certain people were. Like I said, my family, I'm really lucky to have them. You know, in a sense, I'm really lucky to have certain people in my life. But as far as, like I said, people have asked, hit me up for $100, $200, et cetera, whatever. You know, I asked a motherfucker for $5, $10, it's World War III type shit. You know, it's different. But my family always covered my back if I needed them. My family was always there. So, like I said, I will never turn my – I was lucky to have them. But as far as everybody else goes, it was more so the sense, like, I can do for them what they couldn't do for me. But that's not the type of person that I was. As I said, I wasn't raised that way. But then again, when you get older and when you get to certain situations and when you go through a lot of things, you just realize that shit, no. I tell anybody in a second, 18, 19, you know, coming up, nigga, don't do shit for nobody. Nigga, no. Like, keep your shit in your pocket. Like, put that shit in the bank. Nigga, none of that. Because I say that. But again, me being the person that I am, which is what I hate about myself, which is just, I depending on that person, you know, you just can't say no. And that's fucked up. Because that person might not be that way with you. Might not give a fuck. Might be taking advantage of you. You might be, you don't know what their intentions are. You got to be careful. And that's just for everybody, including myself. And like I said, y'all seem to be treacherous. Treacherous. I like to think this majority of niggas, the shit niggas is out here doing is dumb. So if you're a smart female, you shouldn't be falling for the dumb shit these niggas out here doing. But a female on some devious shit, that shit is bad. Because it's not expected.
But it's so sad because of situations like that, like females get put in horrible situations with dudes, and then it's like they become that because they've been hurt. And it's like, you know, like me personally, again, like I've never been the girl who had boyfriends who were ever really loyal to her. I've never had that. Like, I've never had a boy just really be with me and only me. Like, it was always somebody else, or he didn't really fuck with me like that, or you feel me, or he would start off talking to me and then end up with the homegirl, or you feel me, situations like that. Like, I never really had dudes, but I'm like, I don't know why. I'm always a hopeless romantic, though. Like, I hope that I find somebody who just loves me. But
mm-hmm.
I always say that I'm going to be alone forever, because it doesn't happen for me. Like, I always end up with situations like that where I'm just, like, I'm just that girl. I'm just the girl who's like, oh, no, you the homie, like, or, like, you just like my sister, like, you know. Or, like I said, they end up talking to me, or and then they, you know, they like the homegirl or something like that, or something crazy like that. So it's like, I could be, like, one of these girls out here who's finally just like, okay, well, you know what, I'm going to play you. I'm going to take you for your money. I got you over here. I got you over there. But I'm not like that, because at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, well, I hope somebody finds me and just loves me, and we could be together, and we could do this, because I'm ready for this. Like, you really don't know I'm ready for this. Like, we could do this. I could be with you. I could hold you down and just love you. You really don't know. But, like, I don't know. I think it's just the type of situations that females get pushed to, and then once it's there, it's really no going back once they get there.
But here's another thing, man, and this is probably going to fuck me up too, because, again, I feel like I'm going to end up that way too, just in the mountains somewhere all by myself, and just, like, that's just going to be it, because I really feel like, you know, they always, I'm just going to sound like an asshole. A woman's supposed to, like, conform to the man. I'm just going to be an asshole. Just, I guess if that's how you want to take it, that's just the most simple way that I can say it. I'm trying to find another way to say it. But I'm not saying bow down. I'm not saying do what he says. I'm not saying, but at the same time, like, if you got a good man, nigga, however you, whatever your situation is, and the type of man that you're looking for or whatever you want to deal with, if you know what you want and you have found that, then you – I feel like people try to change dudes in a lot of situations. Now, I'm not saying dudes are not supposed to adapt, but at the same time, there's certain things that you got to realize that that's the type of nigga that you're dealing with. That's the person that you're like, yeah, I'll
okay.
deal with him.
You know okay, I mean? Take that. No, wait. I'm so sorry. I don't even try. I'm not even trying to cut you off, but wait. I have a question on that. Now, like, because I've been in those situations, but then it's like, okay, now if I adapt to exactly what you are, what you want to be, then how would you know what I want and what I think, or, you know, what I want you to be also, because you got to understand that you got to deal with the woman that you're dealing with also.
Okay, well, let me answer that, because if you know the dude, type of dude that you're dealing with, then when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then he'll be able to give you that when it on his own accord. It wouldn't have to be asked for. Or when you ask for it, it'll be no issues, no problem. It'll be like that. Then on top of that, like I said, if you're doing what you're really supposed to be doing on top of that, not on top of that, if you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing, then in no way should you not be getting what you want at that point. Then, yes, you're dealing with a problem first, but you have to be doing everything that you're supposed to be doing first. This is what I'm saying. This is my opinion. Not what I'm saying. This is my opinion. But let me ask a counter question. How would you rather deal with a young man for 20 years, you know, always, you know, has those long conversations, you know, talks on the phone with you all night, this, that, whatever, but it's just all talk. He don't do shit. He can make you sound real good. He can carry a good conversation with him, but ain't about nothing. Or do you want that person who's quiet, you know, doesn't really do that maybe or whatever, but whenever shit needs to go down or whenever something needs to get done, the business is handled. I mean, if you can only have one or the other, because I know the answer is both, or, you know what I mean? You want the, you know, the balance and everything like we talked about earlier, but really, sometimes
right.
you got to be...
Okay,
as far
okay,
as I
if
know,
I can only pick one, right, okay. Okay, if I can only pick one, I'd rather have the dude who's quiet and who's about it, because you know what? I had the dude who did the long night conversations with me and, oh, I love you and, oh, you can only grow for me and we could be on the phone till 3 o'clock in the morning and we could sleep with the phone to each other. I've done that before and come and find out, old boy was out here running the streets and while he over here having conversations with me, the next bitch is laying in his bed. I show up to the house and, you know, I've been in those type of situations where he was all talk and I've seen all the potential in him, but he was just, that's what he did. He had a great mouthpiece on him. He could run his mouth. And I just, you know, sometimes that's not what you need. You need somebody to be like, okay, you know, you need somebody who's about that action and not about that talk, because I don't, sometimes it's not okay. I'd rather not have that.
Yeah. Tell me, what about a talk or action?
Action.
Yeah. Yeah, this should be. Well, hold on, y'all. We're going to get in a couple more tracks. We're going to be right back and get up out of here for the night. Hold on. We're going to do it like this. Yeah.
Cause I know what to do. And yeah, you know I be a pro at it. Full play action, big dick smashing. I can please your girl to your satisfaction. I can beat it up but never wipe you up, cause I ain't drunk enough to even do that. Take a couple shots of Patron, I'm in my zone. Figure it, fuck it, and fuck it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weak in your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back. Whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep stroke, short stroke, do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet. When it comes to sex, girl, you know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep, run eyes, baby, we in between the seats. So sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Call me Mike Jones, cause I have to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and throughout the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with the daddy stroke, but she wants the flizz. Hands on the head, cause my shit the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the red. All up in the stomach on my way to her. Cheers.
Know just what you do.
Very first time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, having fantasies that you would see the man in me, never demanding me, and I would be your choice. In the game, how could I not be? I got plans to put wind bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky, and I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a sipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs, prisoner of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that can be together forever, no matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us, and in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't smile with no guy, so don't be acting like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I give you a phone high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happy to remember with kids. One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue. It ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you doing? If it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
This is my state-of-the-art surveillance center.
Why does a pimp need a surveillance center?
Included in your retainer fee is state-of-the-art bit surveillance. Quiet Storm here has been monitoring your wife's conversations and emails.
Daddy, I've got transcripts of all the conversations today, no mention of Usher. I'm hacking into your email now, but the computer is running a bit slow, perhaps if we didn't have dial-up.
Bitch, don't start with that we need another computer again. You say that every time a new iMac comes out. You ain't, like, you better make that G4 work, bitch, and stop playing with me.
Yes, Daddy.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast was that time line. Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Philly, still good?
Yes.
All right, Daggers, no, we about to get up out of here. So, Philly, one last time. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Let people know where your links are at, where they can find you, you know, they want to follow you, you know, do whatever, you know, where can we show our support at?
Well, my Instagram is _ she loves Philly. And
yeah. Hello? Billy?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he's okay. Is it just the Instagram?
No, I don't have my Facebook. I said my Facebook is Maylee Rose.
Oh, well, you might want to spell that for people, you know what I mean? You know, I'm not saying you have weird spellings in your name, but, you know, people want to make sure they get exactly where they got to get you, where they can find you. Right?
I'm sorry, what was your Instagram again? It's _ she loves Philly. And then my Facebook is MAI LIEROSE.
All right, any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, fuck these hoes, guys, right?
Yeah, well, shit, that's how I roll. Shit, fuck it. <That's right,
shit. laughs> No, I don't know. Just shout out.
I don't know why it sounds like it's cutting you off. You say you want to shout out somebody, but then it's like, I want to shout out Mel. Like, I'm sorry. Well, shout out to Miss Philly. Again, thank you for being here tonight. Daggers Knows Beauty of the Week this week. Make sure y'all check out her Instagram, Facebook, show your support. Queen, any shout out you want to get tonight? Let people know they can find you on the good stuff, what we got going on, and, you know, final thoughts, I guess, on the night.
No shout outs at the moment. Shout outs to my girl Imani. Thank you for barbecue. I appreciate that. Came through for a nigga. And the bottle, because I needed it tonight. I appreciate you, girl. Anyway, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Callie Queen V. That is Callie Queen V, V-E-E. I haven't been tweeting a lot lately, but I'm on Twitter at Callie Queen V, the same thing. You guys make sure that you follow Bang Out Radio on Facebook, like us on Facebook at Bang Out Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Bang Out Radio. On Twitter, it's at Real Bang Out. I'm sorry. The Instagram is Bang Out Radio. Sorry, you guys. Sorry. We have a lot of places, and I'm under the influence at this moment. I'm really under the influence. So, yeah. I think that's it. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back. Oh, wait, nope. One more. I'm sorry. I told you, Jazz, I'm under the influence. Don't be mad at me. Independent artists, send me your music at queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Okay. Now I'm done. You can go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, y'all. The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. I mean, it's just... I don't know. Like I said, I've just been thinking about a lot's been going on, trying to get things focused. And again, when, at least as far as I go, it always comes down to, like I've been saying, majority of that, somebody's going to have to get hurt. And majority of the time, not really just hurt, but let's just, like I said, just only extreme. Somebody's going to have to get hurt. And is that that, like, again, I'm usually the person that, you know, pushes the motherfucker out the way when I see the bullet coming, like, watch out, I'll take down four people, I'll take out a lot of that, and I'm like, I'm not trying to do that anymore. Or I avoid putting myself in situations where I may have to take a bullet. You know, I may be sounding extreme and everything like that. It's not as extreme as I'm making it, but let's make it extreme just so you maybe get the grasp of what I'm, people get the grasp of what I'm saying. I'm just trying to be peaceful. I said that already. I don't want no problems. I don't want no issues. I don't want no arguments. I'm just trying to be happy. But like I also said earlier, if you're trying to make me happy, then that's fine. But you don't, because if I'm happy, then I have no reason not to bestow happiness. This is just with me. I don't know how niggas get down, whatever, and everything like that. You know, and that's a hard complex for some people. But again, I just and it's like, ladies, yes, you got to know who the fuck you're dealing with. It's like I smoke weed. You know, no matter who I'm dealing with, if you don't smoke weed and you don't smoke weed like that, you know, that's your prerogative. But if you know I smoke weed, you might want to keep some weed around. You know, you might want to keep around some alcohol if you know I'm an alcoholic. You know, if you're dealing with, you know, depending on who you're dealing with, you should know these certain things. No, you don't have to do it. No, but again, this is what I mean. This is the shit I be talking about. It was like, girls always talk about little things. It is the little things. As for me, as far as I go, I'm very simple, but I'm not dealing with shit. I can't. I have too much shit I have to deal with on my own already to deal with extra shit when all I want to do is just chill, relax, calm down. Because again, I think actually having a job is fucked shit up even worse for me. Because again, I already have to deal with a lot of noise all day. I got to deal with smiling with people even when I may not want to. I try to make fun of work just so I can go and, you know, like I said, so I can do what I got to do. That's how things happen. That's how work is. That's what work is. But again, that's it. So it just makes me not want to be a fake at all when I'm not there. I want quiet. I want silence sometimes. You know, I just want to, you know, it's just what it is. But again, 31-year-old dude who's never been able to just go home and have that without somebody saying something. You know, I'm real envious of people that got that. If you got that, like I said, enjoy it. You really do. So if you don't, work hard to get it. That's what I'm doing now. But it's really just interesting how just people can't get that. I mean, I make shit as simple as possible. It's not rocket science. And I'm pretty sure it's understandable. If it's not, then I really don't know what else to say. But again, I mean no harm, no problems, I want no issues. And it's that simple. So that's what it is. But all right, y'all, we out. West Coast Wednesdays, have a nice. Hope y'all enjoyed tonight. Shouts out to the Queen. Shouts out to Philly checking in tonight. Like I said, shouts out to all the listeners, anybody out there listening. Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 8 to 10. Slash Sundays, 8 to 10. Triple M Show, 8 to 10. All right, Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks, 8 to 10. And then we right back on here another late night. I'm about to finish this drink. I'm about to hit this pillow. I got to call tonight. Gotta go to work tomorrow. So that's what it is. All right, y'all. Good night. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, The Dagger, Queen V, West Coast Wednesday, Top Nights.
Damn, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
Yeah, that's what
I need. A with it, girl, that knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But how if you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah.
Think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched,
all the late night tassels and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She's shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gone for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you
with it,
girl? Cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
That's what I need. I
right
need a witty
now.
Girl that knows how to please. If you ain't with me, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But
if you're not a girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play.
One night like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We strong folks. Fist a drink, cush the blow. We stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio. No Romeo, fuck her like we belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter, not get on stilettos. Rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep and swallows bitches a goddess. Serious rider, Mac and Rod, Theory the answer. Kush and Molly stripper, quite little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Spreads don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
I'm with girl, cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
I need a witty girl.
You gotta know, you gotta know, but
you gotta know
if you ain't with me, girl, then you can be on your way.
Talking, no more playing. Show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours. If not, pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so
tight.
Like I want them pussy walls. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls. Sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always has a 4DB. Takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on a boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy witty. Girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, witty girls be fucking girls.
Girls be fucking witty.
They pussy shaved up every trim. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like to drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth for ass. No way she's getting pregnant then.
Witty
girl, cause that's what I need.
I need
a witty girl.
Come on,
let's play.
Come on,
let's play. Let's play.